Yesterday marked the end of this year's crow hunting season in Minnesota. My brother hunted crow as a boy, and so I've never been opposed to a crow season as long as it's managed in a responsible manner. All killing sports are distasteful to me, but I do have a great deal of respect for some hunters. The hunters I respect don't enjoy the kill itself. It's the chase and the thrill of playing the role of predator, kin to eagles and wolves, that excites them. These are the hunters that aren't shooting many ducks this year, the hunters that eat everything they kill, knowing that their meat was obtained honorably. So I can accept at least some forms of hunting, but I can't accept crow hunting along a major hawk and raven flyway. I run into so many people at Hawk Ridge that can't tell a crow from a turkey vulture, much less a crow from a raven, that I just don't believe there aren't going to be a lot of other birds shot mistakenly. And for the state to have such confidence in an unlimited supply of crows that they make absolutely no effort to keep track of crow population numbers or to assess the effect of hunting during the breeding season is short-sighted. The state is imposing no limits on the number of crows killed and doesn't even require a Minnesota small game license to shoot them. They have put some limits on the guns used, nothing larger than 10-gauge shotguns and 22 caliber rifles and handguns using rimfire short, long, or long rifle ammunition. Yet last week I read an article in Minnesota Out of Doors magazine recommending, quote, another sporting way to take crows is to shoot them with long-range varmint rifles. These are the 22 250, 220 Swift, and 243 Winchester calibers and others, end quote. These powerful rifles are prohibited for use in crow hunting, yet so-called sportsmen are already encouraging people to exceed the few rules that exist about the hunt. The only other restriction on crow hunters is that they dispose of the dead crows properly. Thus, the state recognizes that people won't eat or in any other way use them. This gives people the signal that somehow crows are varmints, worthless, and not deserving of any protection, taking us back to the dark and savage days of shooting whole species to the verge of extinction. Crows certainly do share man's appetite for fresh eggs, but no way do they raid and destroy one-third of the duck nests and marshes the way the Minnesota Out of Doors writer would have people believe. Crows have been here for millennia, yet it was only after the white man came and drained the marshes and shot far more ducks than he needed that duck populations began to decline. Now that ducks are in trouble, though, people refuse to take responsibility for their excesses. It's easier to blame the crows and then to shoot them with the same excessive zeal that decimated the ducks and geese in the first place. I don't know, there's something wrong about this law, but apparently not many people really care. A listener in Meadowlands wrote to Governor Perpich asking him to veto the legislation, but he pointed out that she was the only person who has expressed any opposition at all to him about it. And the DNR has apparently gotten such strong pressure for a season in northeastern Minnesota that they refused to consider Duluth Audubon's request to keep the season closed just along the flyway and only during migration. But if no one says anything about it except us eccentric lady bird watchers, this excessively liberal crow season will be with us for a long time to come. This is Laura Erickson, and this program has been For the Birds.